I thank the delegation of Armenia for this statement. And this concludes my list of speakers. And not only this, it concludes the discussions on this agenda item. Perhaps just let me underline once again that we have certainly to continue with our coordinated approach to universalization. This is the only means to maximize the impact of our efforts. And we should look especially in the run-up to the review conference next year to even increase our universalization initiatives and make sure that there will be a follow-up at all levels, be it collaboration between states parties or within the region, within regional and international organizations, with a view to hopefully get new accessions ahead of the fifth review conference. So thank you very much for this exchange. With your permission, I would then like to move on to the next agenda item, which is agenda item 10G, transparency and the exchange of information. Allow me to briefly introduce where we stand in this regard. Transparency and the exchange of information are certainly key to the successful implementation of the obligations of our convention. A number of tools have been developed to facilitate reporting and to support states parties in the process of preparing Article 7 reports, I would like to encourage all states parties to make full use of these tools, also turn to the implementation support unit when preparing their transparency report. Since last year, as you know, there is also an opportunity to use an online format for reporting, which should make things even easier. And states parties which which are not in the process of implementing core obligations under convention, or I have no updated information to provide, can even make use of a simplified reporting tool. So a tool which certainly makes the reporting even easier and quicker. And I only can advise you to make, if possible, if applicable to your situation, to make use of this simplified reporting tool as well. There's one issue when transparency element that I would like to touch upon before I open the floor, and this has to do with mines retained for permitted purposes under Article 3 of our convention. As you recall, according to Action 16 of the Oslo Action Plan, any state party that retains anti-personnel mines for reasons permitted under Article 3 of the Convention has to review annually the number of mines retained to ensure that they don't exceed the minimum number absolutely necessary for for the permitted purposes, and they have to destroy all anti-personnel mines that exceed that number. The state's bodies have to report annually by 3rd of April on the use of retained mines and their destruction. So I can share with you that this year only 25 states parties of the 64 states parties retaining mines reported on the use and destruction of retained mines during the reporting period, a number which can be certainly improved and which should be improved in the run up to the review review conference next year. Additionally, concerning Article 3, several states parties retaining mines have not submitted their Article 7 reports in 1 or more years, and priority should be given to ensure that these states submit their Article 7 report with updated information on the status of retained mines. In addition to that, several states parties that retain anti-personnel mines have reported the same amount of mines year after year. Also in this regard, priority should be given to ensuring that that states annually review their retained mines and ensure that they don't exceed the minimum number absolutely necessary for permitted purposes. Finally, Action 17 of the Oslo Action Plan encourages states to explore available alternatives to using live anti-personnel mines for training and research purposes wherever possible. And also in this regard, priority should be given to continuing efforts, including those already started by past presidencies, to raise awareness of alternatives to the use of live anti-personnel mines for training and research purposes. Having said this, I would like now to invite delegations to provide updates and share views on transparency and the exchange of information in general. If delegations wish to share any information on anti-personnel mines retained for permitted purposes, so please take the floor. This is the moment to do it. So with this, I would like to open the floor, and I have a short list of speakers already requesting the floor. The first delegation on my list is Japan. So please, Japan, you have the floor.